Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
The Fan. I'm Will Dexter in studio today covering for Terry, and I'd say one of my cohorts here that does this every so often as well is on the line. We got Ronnie Castiglione from the Fishful Thinker Guide Service up in Northern Colorado. How you doing, Ronnie?
Hey, Will. How's it going this morning?
You know, I'm great. It's it's always a good opportunity to be in here and get to talk fishing and hunting with people from all over the country and bring it to our listeners here in Colorado. But I am itching to get out, though. It's a pretty nice day today.
Yeah, it's definitely looks like a nice day out there, Will. And, you know, what I wanted to talk about today was, you know, fall is just right around the corner. And I've been listening to the show this morning. You guys have been talking a little bit about some fall activities coming up and hunting and fishing and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, for me, fall is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. There's no doubt about it. Angling can be the best that it will be all year long, especially as we get into September, October, and November. The fish absolutely strap the feed bags on, and there's an excellent opportunity to get out there and catch not only numbers of fish, but you might actually catch the biggest fish you're going to catch all year this time of year, Will. But, you know, what I really wanted to cover was there's some tips that I'd like to impart to some of the anglers out there, some things that I think people need to do in order to get ready for fall fishing, Will. So let's talk about that real fast because I know we're running kind of short on time.
Absolutely.
One of the big tips that I'd like to give people out there for this time of year is talk about the line you have on your reels, Will. This is the time of year to be changing out that line and to be putting new line on. Now, some people might think, hey, it's getting late in the year. Why would I be putting new line on? Well, this time of year, you definitely have the opportunity to catch the biggest fish you may catch all year. And if you're fishing with old line, Will, that fish might school you out there. So you want to get out there. You want to put new line on the reels. I definitely put brand new fluorocarbon on all my finesse reels this time of year, the 6 and 8 pound fluorocarbon. Brand new stuff goes on. Now, a lot of my reels this time of year, I'm going to be utilizing braid or some sort of super line on those. It may not be that they need to be, you know, new line needs to go on, but I might want to pull the braid off, put a little bit more backing behind it, fill that line all the way up so that I have a full spool that's ready to go so that when I get out there this time of year, I have, my maximum casting distance. I have my most sensitive drag. I have my maximum line recovery rate by filling that spool all the way up, Will. One of the other things is this time of year, it tends to be that I run a lot of nanofill as I get into fall, Will. I don't fish nanofill a whole heck of a lot throughout the rest of the year, but as I get into fall, casting distance in open water can be key for me, and there's just nothing out there that I've found that casts farther than nanofill. So usually I'm running maybe 6 or 8 pound test nanofill, which is incredibly thin, Will, and if people haven't utilized that line before, that 8 pound test nanofill, for example, has a 2 pound test mono equivalency. So that thing will cast a mile and a half. It usually adds a good 10-15% distance on the end of my cast. And if I'm out in the middle and I'm chasing fish in open water, looking for fish that are chasing bait, you know, that nanofill is definitely something I'm going to go to, Will.
You know, you bring up some really good points there, Ronnie, and especially, you know, the fact that, you know, putting fresh line on is a great idea. And another reason for that is because we both do this. I know guiding in the fall, we spend a lot of mornings where those that we have sub 32 degree temperatures when we start, which ultimately leads to icing up on the guides. And if you have line that's a little bit worn out, you could be in a lot of trouble if you don't put some good, clean, fresh line on that's got your maximum strength to it. Now, real quick, I apologize that we have such a short segment today, but what are some of your go-to techniques for some of the fish on your bodies of water? I know you guide on Boyd and Horsetooth and places like that. What do you need to do to catch some big fish in the fall up there?
You know, the first thing is to be in the right spot, Will. Locating the bait as we get into fall is definitely one of my big keys that I'm going to get out there and do. You know, I'm going to utilize my electronics. I'm going to visually run around the lake and visually look for bait fish on the surface, especially if conditions are right. So trying to locate the bait is going to be key. A lot of times I may run around and scan for a half hour before I actually do any fishing, just looking at points, looking at humps, trying to find the bait fish pushed up onto a point, trying to find the hump that's got the bait fish on top of it and that I see active return. So locating the bait is definitely going to be one of the first things I'm going to do. And then once I've located the bait, well, then becomes trying to determine whether or not I need to fish horizontally or I need to fish vertically for those fish. So if I'm going to be trying to fish vertically for those fish this time of year, I'm looking at things like spoons, you know, jigging spoons, flutter spoons. I'm looking at blade baits, things like that, that I can drop straight down and I can rip up and down and allow to fall. Jigs are an excellent thing as well. So maybe gulp minnows or tube jigs are also excellent to fish vertical. I really like fishing with jigs because I can also throw those things out and cast them, just like you were talking about, and trigger those trout, trigger those white bass, trigger those wipers to strike those things right onto the surface. So a lot of times I utilize the jigs vertically and horizontally at the same time. And then if it seems like the fish aren't really down with the vertical presentations, then it becomes a straight horizontal thing for me. A lot of jerk baits, a lot of spinner baits, a lot of crank baits, swim baits, things like that, things that I can cover water with, that I can work horizontally, that I can try to emulate those bait fish running away from those predators. Those are key this time of year. Also, a lot of surface lures this time of year, Will. I like to get out there and work those walking baits, especially this Absolutely. Time of year. Work the walking baits real fast and make them look like they're bait fish fleeing away. Those are how I'm going to trigger my strikes. I'm just going to try to determine that. And once I figure out if the fish are going to want to hit things vertically or horizontally, then I'm going to try to run that pattern all around the lake wherever I can find the bait fish well.
That is absolutely gold information to have, especially when you're considering targeting these fish, especially on some of these bigger bodies of water, like where Ronnie spends a lot of time guiding. Real quick, Ronnie, how can people get a hold of you to get out there and catch some fish with you? You absolutely are one of the best anglers that I've seen, not just finesse angling, but power fishing as well. So how can people learn some of your tricks?
FishwellThinker.com. You can get a hold of us there. You can get me, Ronnie, at FishwellThinker. You can find me, Ronnie Castiglione, on Facebook. Send me an email. Let me get you on the calendar. I'm not booking any tricks right now because I got a brand new baby downstairs, but I am looking to book some trips in October and November. So give me a call. We'll get you out there, Will.
Perfect. Thanks, Ronnie. Appreciate you coming
on. All right, buddy.
On.
You have a good one.
All right, guys. Well, absolutely great time hosting the show with you guys. A quick reminder, the show hours should be moving back from 9 to 11 next week, getting back on that regular schedule. You're listening to 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.